Okay, well, first of all, the very first thing, there's a huge debate about the timing about when Jesus was born. There are reports that Jesus was conceived earlier, when was actually born about Christmas itself. Yeah. Then there are reports that he was born in the spring, he was born in the fall, you know, all these different things. December 25th, the nativity date, was actually set for the holiday in the 4th century by the Catholic Church. You know, a lot of people arguing it's not really the date because, you know, shepherds were, according to Luke 2, verses 8 and 9, feeding their flocks in the open fields by night, something unlikely to occur in wintertime.
Mm.
So, you know, the Christmas celebration was intended to basically take the place of the more...
pagan
rituals and things like that. Historical records weren't that accurate, so it depends which evidence you actually believe, I suppose. Mm. The early church didn't actually celebrate Jesus' birth. The Catholic Church actually adopted this back in 440 AD. The whole point of all this is that when we celebrate his birth, you know, are we keeping it as a holy day separated to the Lord and honoring him? You know, that's the issue here, you know, and like Romans 14 verses 5 and 6 says, one person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. So when we celebrate Christmas to honor Christ, hey, that is great. It's fantastic because we're honoring God. You know, so do so with your whole heart. And if you feel that you can't honor Christmas, you know, that's fine too. That's your own conviction. So we shouldn't be running around pointing fingers at each other, you know, for doing what we believe about this particular day.